Imagine you find yourself sitting in a dark, cold room, and you see a bright, shining light from underneath the door. And on the other side of that door, you hear laughter and joy. What would you do? Would you stay in that cold, dark room, or would you proceed to go through that door? This analogy was the analogy used by Pope Benedict in his opening letter for the Year of Faith, which was called The Door of Faith. Faith leads us to life. Doubt leads us to death. So allow me today, my brothers and sisters in Christ in the faith, to ponder with you, what does it mean to have faith? And how is faith necessary for a culture of life? So first of all, what is faith? Here is an example. If I tell you that there's a town in Nebraska called Worms, would you believe me? You probably would say, well, you know, Deacon Clark, you're from Nebraska, we believe you, that this town, Worms, does exist. Okay, then I proceed to tell you, in the town of Worms, there are the greatest mulberry trees in the whole state of Nebraska. Would you believe that statement? And you might say, yes, that sounds believable, considering the fact that maybe you have been there. And then lastly, I invite you to say, why don't you come with me on a chartered jet, and we are going to take an all-expense trip to this town of Worms, Nebraska, and to experience the Mulberry Tree Festival. Would you go? So in this process of asking these questions, the element of faith takes three steps. The first step is to realize that God exists. To believe that God exists is the first step of faith. Secondly, we also need to believe God, to believe that what God says is true. Just as I said, these mulberry trees are the greatest mulberry trees in the state of Nebraska. This is a true statement. And finally, the third step of faith is to believe in God. And this means a movement. So not only the intellect of knowing God and believing God, what he says is true, but moving towards God. So in order to have faith, we need to know God, but then also move to God. And this is the great gift of our faith. As we close this year in faith, let us reflect upon what does it mean to have faith in our own lives. Now, when were we given faith? Faith was given to each and every one of us at our baptism. And like the mustard seed that we read in the gospel, our faith has hopefully blossomed into a large bush, just like the mustard plant is. Now, faith is necessary for our salvation. Faith leads us to eternal life, from out of that dark room into the light of heaven, the eternal light. And we need faith because faith is the eyes to the soul. Faith is the eyes to the soul in which we could perceive things that are unseen, that we believe through the gift of faith that God has given in our baptism to the things unseen. And St. Paul says that faith is the assurance of things and the hope and the conviction for things that are unseen. To be convicted for your faith. Do you believe that what you believe is really real? Do you believe that what you believe is really real? Because if you do, your life looks different than those who do not have faith. So the more lively our faith is, the more we enjoy life here on earth. Because the more lively our faith is, the more our gift of faith blossoms for heaven. A lack of faith in our culture has led to a lack of life. A lack of faith in our culture has led to a lack of life. Doubt has led to death. And this weekend, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the bishops of the United States have set one weekend aside a year, to which they call Respect Life Sunday. And as we close this year of faith, let us look at the faith in our own life, our own culture, and to see how this gift of faith can lead to a culture of life. So, if death leads to doubt, what are the doubts in our society that lead to death? The first doubt, and most of you are well aware of, is the doubts against the beginning stages of life. In a culture that lifts up the deaths of abortion and contraception, because the doubts in God's goodness, in which people buy into the lie that says, I'm too young for a child, or I'm too old for a child, or I can't possibly carry this child to term because it has a handicap, or I'm too rich to have a child, or I'm too poor to have a child, or I have such a good job, or I have no job. All of these excuses are because the lack of faith in Jesus Christ, in the gift that He has given you in baptism. Also, we have the doubts at the end of life. Those people in our culture who say the elderly are no good for us, so we should just kill them off, or we should just use them and harvest their organs. The doubt of the goodness and dignity of the elderly in our culture is a lack of faith, and a lack in faith that God has given them a great purpose, a purpose to instill wisdom in all of us. And finally, the doubts against the unwanted of our society. Those who are immigrants, who look different than us, those who may have a handicap, those who we see, well, they can't possibly be any good for our society. And so we just push them under the rug. And we doubt the goodness that what they teach us is to teach us how to love our neighbor, even though we are different. So faith, on the other hand, believes that children, the elderly, the immigrants, the handicapped, are all gifts from God. Just as God gave us the gift of faith at baptism, God still gives us the gifts of faith in these people that we encounter. For when we encounter them, we encounter Jesus Christ. Faith leads to life, but doubt leads to death. So how can we build up this culture of life on this Respect Life Sunday? I propose to you three different ways. The first way is being obedient. The first thing that Scripture says that faith is faith is obedient. Abraham is called the father of faith because he was obedient to God, to leave his country, to accept children at an old age. He was obedient. And because of his obedience, he had childlike trust. And just as children, as you know, you're obedient to your parents, right? Because you trust them. And as we are children of God by our baptism, in which He gives us faith, we are also obedient to our Heavenly Father, who loves us so much and tells us to choose life so that we may live. Secondly, we could also increase our faith to the culture of life through prayer. Just as the apostles in the gospel today asked our Lord, Lord, increase our faith. Through prayer, every time we come to the Lord, He strengthens the gift of faith. Finally, through acts of charity. St. James says, faith without works is dead. Faith without charitable works, without love, is dead. So charity for each person, charity for those in the womb, for those on the deathbed, and for those who are coming in from another country. This is what charity is. Charity is to see others as Christ sees them. In his encyclical, our Holy Father, Pope Francis, says this. He says that faith is not merely to gaze at Jesus. Faith is not just to look at Jesus. He says, but faith sees all things just as Jesus sees. Faith is the eyes of Jesus. And those eyes which looked upon us in love on the cross, we must also look upon our neighbors with love. My dear brothers and sisters in the faith, you and I have entered the door of faith at our baptism, but we still live in a dark, cold room. Because we live in a dark, cold culture that accepts death over life. But you and I, because of our baptism, we must be prophets of life. We must take our candles of faith that we got at baptism into the world of darkness and share the gospel message that Jesus Christ loves each and every one of us, and He has come to set the world on fire. And that fire of His love will lead each and every one of us through the door of faith, which we call heaven.